A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Kuf Zayin, Psachim 107a, pagination page 213, counting down from the top of the page, about 12 lines. The first words on the line are Zimna Chodo. There's a concept of Chamar Medina, which is literally the wine of the region, meaning that there are times when a different beverage is considered the equivalent of what wine was in the typical locale. And the question is, if you're allowed to use this Chamar Medina, the beverage of the area, for a variety of uses that normally wine would be used. For example, Kiddush, Havdalah, the kos of Birchas Hamazon, the kos of Sheva Brachas. Are you allowed to use Chamar Medina, a different beverage? Typical case was some sort of beer, depending on what the beer was made of. Also throws in a variable. Another variable is if wine is available, just that there's a different thing which is also considered Chamar Medina. And of course, all of this has to be taken into consideration. There are people, for example, that will recite Kiddush on Shabbos morning over schnapps, even though there's no question that wine, grape juice, could definitely, in our culture, be made available. So the question is going to be, in different applications, how far do you go? Likewise, Havdalah, if a person finds beer to be dear to them, which the expression of that is right after Pesach, because they weren't able to have beer during Pesach, because it was chametz. So perhaps the Havdalah of that time, if you could get hold of beer, person might find that more dear to be able to do that. Throwing all of those variables into the mix, let's see what the Gemara says. Zimna Chada, there was once a time, Ikla Ameimar La Asrein. Ameimar, great rabbi, came to our place. Falo Hava Lan Chamra, and we did not have wine. Aisina Le Shechra, we gave him beer, we brought for him beer. Velo Avdil, and he would not recite Havdalah on the beer. Uvos tovas, and he went to sleep fasting. He wouldn't eat before Havdalah. He was hoping to make Havdalah the next day when wine would be available. And he was not willing to make the Havdalah on the beer. Lumachar, on the next day, Tarachna, we made the effort. Va'isina lechamra, and we were able to bring him wine. Va'avdil, and he recited Havdalah v'to'im midi, and then he was able to taste something. One could ask, what happened Kiddush time? So it could be that's what it means, ikla ameimar la'asrein, that during Shabbos he showed up in our town, or they had wine for Kiddush, and they ran out of wine. And that's what it means, tarachna. We had to make the extra effort to come up with wine. The story continues. L'shana, the next year, su ikla la'asrein. Again he came to our city. L'hava lan chamra. Again, we didn't have wine. Aisina shechra, and we brought him beer. Omar, but this time his reaction was different. Ihachi, if that's true, that when I ask for a drink, they bring me beer. Chamar Medinahu, it's considered the wine of this region. It's the beverage of choice. Avdu, v'to'im midi, so he recited Avdalah, and he was able to eat. So the Gemara says that in the intrinsic rules of Havdalah, we learn three things. Shema Mina Tlas, we learn three things. Shema Mina, we learn, Amavdu B'tfilo Tzarech She'yavdala Lakos, even though you said Havdalah during Shmona Esrei, you're still supposed to recite Havdalah on a cup. You're not supposed to eat before you make Havdalah. And we learn from here also that if you didn't recite Havdalah on Matzei Shabbos, you could still recite it into the following week. And that's what Amemar did. In addition, for our discussion, there's another rule that we learn that if something is Chamar Medina, in the event that you don't have wine, you can recite Havdalah on the Chamar Medina, on the beverage of the region. The Gemara continues, again, trying to grapple with this issue of beer, and particularly date beer, which is the one that they were focused on, to find out if they could allow it as a legitimate beverage for these purposes. Are you allowed to make kiddush on date beer? Omar, they answered, Hashtama pirzuma v'teini v'asani deboi minei v'rav mirevchia v'revchia mirebi v'loposhat lei. There were other types of beverages that were asked, and they were not definitive about them, even though they were better. Shechra miboi, so this date beer, how can you allow it? Sava mina, he thought, kiddushi hu de la mekadshina, and you can't recite kiddush on it. Aval avdule mavdalinon, but maybe you could recite Havdalah on it. Amaluhu Rav Chisda, chiyoma Rav kishim she mekadshim olav kachin mavdilin olav. You can't recite Kiddush on this particular beverage, and you can't do Havdalah on it either. They were not comfortable allowing the date beer. Itmar nami amar av techlifa bar avimi amar shmo kishim she mekadshim olav kachim mavdilin olav. Can't use it for Kiddush, can't use it for Havdalah. Levi Shadale Lerebi Shichra Bar Talesa Magni, a very good, well worked on beer. Toame, he tasted it, have a bosom tuva. He had a great experience. It gave him a good high. It really tasted good. Omar, he said, Kigon Zeroy Lekadish Alav. I would think that this is good for Kiddush. And to recite all the praises, use it as a koshal bracha. Bilelya, but that night, tsa'are, he was in a lot of pain. His stomach was off because of this drink. Omar, he said, in wonderment, Mesron, the drink causes pain. Umefayis, how could you use it for a koshal bracha? So even though during the experience of drinking it, it tastes very good, but Derechei Darchei Noam could presumably be the verse of choice on this topic. The ways of Torah are ways of pleasantness. You give someone something to drink, right now it's good, but in a little bit it's going to cause him pain. That's not a koshel bracha. And the Gemara continues with great reluctance about this particular beverage. In a practical sense, when it comes to Chamar Medina, it is indeed very delicate. Baruch Hashem, in our time, we have wine or grape juice. And to use other beverages, we do so with reluctance. Particularly, we allow it if a person has an allergy and they're stuck. Even beer, if we go through the logic, it's hard to claim in our culture that beer is a Chamar Medina. It's just hard. We don't sit down and have beer parties in our culture. United States of America, I'm referring to. Not Germany, for example. But nevertheless, because the Rama codified beer as legitimate, it seems to be enough to get it by, for example, on the Matzei Shabbos of the 9 days, if a person does not want to recite Havdalah on wine or grape juice, even though there are poskim who hold that that's fine, that that's all included in the observance of Shabbos and you can do it, but beer in that application seems to be accepted. But again, different beverages with great reluctance. The poskim say soda does not qualify. It's glorified water. but tea, coffee, perhaps juices, there may be some way to come up with some of the beverages at least to accommodate cases of need. Yashar koach, have a great day.